morning on 2FM.
2FM. Now, Anton Savage is here to take us through some of the stories you might have missed during the week. Anton, thanks a million for coming in. That was not a lovely
that
intro.
That is the nicest that, introduction I've ever got.
A bit different
from you,
Dave. Get on with it.
That's more like the spirit. Do you want to start with Brexit?
Yes.
Gotcha. Right. Brexit, we will start with. I don't know if you know. Have you noticed that Sky News has now launched a Brexit free section of its
broadcast? They haven't organised, at least whatever you call it, a Brexit free. It's Brexit. It's not Brexit. What's this eggs business? It's an X. It's like exit, going out the door. That's what it's about.
You're criticising my pronunciation of Brexit.
I'm sick and tired of people saying Brexit. Where are the two EGGSs in it?
So it should be Brexit.
Brexit, thank you.
I never thought the day would come.
Exit, for crying out loud.
Can I go one further? Why do we all accept that we call it a thing? Why don't we actually call it Britain's departure from the European Union?
That is actually, I must say, the actual word, though, is as annoying. So many people, you're saying that Sky have set up a new news channel and there's no Brexit news.
Do me a favour. Give me that nice introduction again from the top till I do this properly. Dave, you won't believe it. Sky News has just launched a new Brexit channel.
And like you can actually get it, and so it's a news channel and no Brexit at all.
Yeah, well, it's kind of let's put some lipstick on a pig. What they're saying is that they're not going to have Brexit. Somebody once told me many years ago that I mispronounced the word squirrel.
Squirrel. Oh, wait, no, hold on. What was your man? Benedict Cumberbatch.
Penguins.
That's it.
Penguins.
Penguins. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
They said that I say squirrel with two O's instead of an I and an E. So instead of it being squirrel, I say squirrel.
Oh, well, a lot of people do that.
That's what I thought. But now every time I see
it's
squirrel,
wrong every time,
I think
course.
Of my failure. All and right. You've just added Brexit to the list.
I wonder, Brexit. But everybody says Brexit and it's wrong.
Thanks for making it my own personal foible that I get to
live
with.
The other one is, I've got one, I have a friend of mine who can't say the word cathedral. It's cathedral. He takes a run at it. And I have a wife, and fabulous that she is. She cannot say Warner Brothers. It's Warner. All the time. She can't say Warner. War.
And let me ask you, have you diplomatically raised this with her the way you raised
it? Absolutely. I'm a great man for correcting people all of these things, you know.
Sky News has a new section of its programming which will remain Brexit free from 5 p.m. until 10 p.m. on weekdays. They promise that they won't mention the unmentionable B word during that period.
Yeah, I would have thought that after 3 or 4 years of it, they might have done that 2 years ago. There may not be any need for it soon. Oh no, what am I talking about? Now the real Brexit starts.
But also, if they're only promising 5 to 10, if you look at the mathematical proportions of their day, 5 to 10 is a very small proportion, which means most of the day will still be dedicated to Brexit.
Yeah,
so you can breathe easy.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Yeah.
I know as how you like to watch videos on YouTube, Dave.
Not really, but go on. Yeah.
Have you seen the South Korean 6-year-old YouTuber who has bought an $8 million home?
Oh, no, but I know there are kids making fortunes.
It's another one of these. This is a girl, a 6-year-old girl in South Korea who has a wildly successful YouTube career. Her name is Boram. Boram.
Oh, right, okay.
She has the Boram Tube Vlog and the Boram Tube Toys Review, which have 17 million and 13 million subscribers, respectively.
Subscribers? So you got to pay to watch it, do you?
And no, you click on a link and then they say, Boram has a new video, Dave, and they inform you.
Oh, you don't have to pay money necessarily. And she probably teams up with brands, pop-up ads, and maybe plays with the toys in question.
YouTube funnels cash in her direction because she gets so much advertising. But she was able to pay 9.5 billion Korean won, which is about $8 million US. And her most popular videos have 300 million views, and she's 6.
Really? And I presume she's from Gangnam or somewhere, the cool place down there.
Opa, Gangnam style.
Yeah, all that, yeah. Well, actually, funny thing is, you know, the person who is a kid who makes the most money doing that kind of thing is not her. Is this a her, yeah?
It is a her.
Yeah. It's a guy, believe it or not, and it's toys. It's a guy called Ryan. I swear
no.
to God. Yeah, it is. It's like Ryan Kaji or something. He makes even more doing toys. And, you know, Ryan Tuberty, there you go, Ryan. No.
Do you know
a quick one at the weekend, you'd be making a fortune. You know, to hell with the RTE toy show.
The depressing thing about this is that it will spawn a whole generation of people who will see it and believe that they can emulate it. And they will dedicate their lives to doing this and they will not be.
And I presume the reason why it has been successful is 95% luck. right time, right place, something happened and it just built.
Well, this
you can't build it.
I preface this by saying this is interesting. It's probably not, but I liked it anyway. Did you know that when they invented the telegraph, much of the same stuff that happened on the internet happened on the telegraph? So you had amateur
telegraph, whatever, who
would communicate with you. You had marriages over the telegraph, the whole thing. And like that, if you happened to be at the early stages of the inception, it's like the light bulb. Like, Edison didn't invent it, but he was early to market at a point where light bulbs were kind of the thing, and it all worked out tickety-boo.
Right, indeed. So, I mean, you're defining luck again. Luck and right time and everything else just
this falls. Well, you know the thing of the... Have you ever seen Darren Brown do the coin flipping trick?
I know Darren Brown. No, I haven't.
It's an interesting one. Statistically, it's a thing called survivor bias. So if you look at somebody and you say, well, okay, this person has had a series of lucky events and they are now a billionaire, it's very easy to say they must have been clever and prescient and we will ask them for their advice.
Yeah.
Because you don't see the cohort they started in. There's probably 10,000 people trying the same stuff. They might just be the lucky one. And the analogy that's normally used is if you take a football stadium of 40,000 people and you get them all flipping a coin, one of them statistically will get 10 heads in a row. Is he a coin flipping genius? No, it's just the statistical norms. And as long as you ignore the other 39,000, he seems to be brilliant.
Yeah.
Darren Brown actually did this where there's a video of him online where he flips 10 heads in a row and he says, I will now flip 10 heads in a row, normal coin, flips them in a row, finishes and says, see, it is easy to do. And then the video goes to the making of. And he's standing in front of a clock and behind him on the wall, the clock says 8 a.m.
You only see the 10 correct. That he got he does in the space of 20
again
hours.
Again and again for something like 16 hours until statistically he hits it and then they edit everything
say,
else.
Are you seriously that good that he can do 10 in a row? I believed you for a second.
So anytime anybody ever purports to be a genius at something, do that survivor bias thing.
Yeah.
Fat bears or flatulence?
Fat bears.
Fat bears. Alaska has declared the year... End annual that thing, fat bear winner.
Okay, they have a competition for fat bears.
I don't think you have to enter. I think they
just own a bear, build a bear.
In this, the bear has been emancipated and it itself wins the fat bear contest. In this instance, it's Holly, the brown bear, who has been declared most corpulent among the brown bears. And the judges, who were quoted by Reuters, said that Holly was single this summer, and because of that, she was able to devote all of her energy towards herself. And because she wasn't taken up with copulation and pregnancy, she's put on an awful lot of weight from the salmon, and she is now going to look forward to a lovely hibernation.
That's a lovely story. It's like all, you know, all those Chuck Norris things of like Chuck Norris this, Chuck Norris that, etc. Well, Chuck Norris, do you remember the one he has a bear rogue or something?
And the bear
isn't dead, it's just afraid to move or something along those lines.
I don't accept your premise. What do you mean you know all of those Chuck
Norris? Well, you
Norris
must
things.
Know them. Jeepers, they're all over the place. There's Chuck Norris things. Like, for instance, he doesn't flush the toilet, he just scares the shit out of it. All those ones. There's loads of them. For God's sake, where have you been? Check them up. I mean, check up Chuck Norris memes or Chuck Norris things.
This is like I think there's a similar one with Lemmy ones. Do you remember the movie Airheads?
Yeah.
You must have liked
wait
the movie
a minute, I think you've mentioned this to me before. No, wait,
did
maybe
I?
Not.
Go I on. Might have. Yeah. I trawl the same stuff a lot. There's they try to get a DJ to play a demo tape and they hold him hostage in the radio station. And during the hostage scenario, an FBI agent is sent to try to weasel his way in as a sort of a spy negotiator.
Right.
And he gets dressed up as a rocker. And the guy opens the door and the parlay starts. And he says, hang on a minute, I got a question for you. Right, what's your question? What's the difference between Lemmy and God? And he pauses and he says, ha, trick question, Lemmy is God. And slams the door on him.
Yes, you did tell me that before.
Damn
I'm still
it,
laughing. I'm
you
still
could
laughing.
Have faked
I
it.
Laughed.
Nobody else would have remembered.
And I actually meant the laugh. Anyway, go on.
You mean mostly you don't?
No, what I mean is that I could have faked it, but I didn't have to because I'd forgotten what
flatulence,
the answer was
Dave.
The first time.
We're going for flatulence.
Okay, again.
Did you know that...
No. Oh, you had flatulence on an airplane the last time.
I like flatulence. Did you know that it was possible to receive a custodial or at least a punitive sentence for intentionally flatulating, and that is a direct quote from the court proceedings, at an officer?
One of Shakespeare's plays, the whole line, "I fart at thee," is one line. I can't remember who it is and what the play is. Yeah, check it up.
There's a similar thing in Chaucer, isn't there?
Maybe it was Chaucer, was it?
Well, Chaucer has an lampoon out of a window.
The Tales or something, I don't know.
Yeah, and he gets branded on the bottom.
Really? Okay, fair enough.
Anyway, in this instance, this is a man in Scotland has been ordered to perform 75 hours of community service after, now the reports say he intentionally passed wind, but the quote from the court, because I didn't know you could use it as an active verb, was after intentionally flatulating at an officer during a search.
At an officer.
So it turns out that the man in question, who is Stuart Cook, there was an accident in which he was involved. The officers came, searched him. Sorry, the officers came and suspected him to be in possession of marijuana. They then searched him and found marijuana. During the search, he became agitated and repeatedly, thrice in fact, flatulated at them, saying, "What do you think about that?" So, if ever you are caught doing something illegal and you're weighing up your options between farting at the officer or being nice and calling him guard, do the latter.
Absolutely.
It's more common than you think. Mm-hmm. Happened in 2008 in Virginia as well. A 34-year-old man called Jose Cruz was arrested in West Virginia for driving without his headlights on. And while in the office, while in the officer's car, he also flatulated and waved it at the officer and was arrested for same. Who thought this would be such a common problem?
Okay. Move on.
What else have I got? Oh, I got another. I could give you another marijuana related one. A police in Dade County, which is where Miami lives, have apparently, they themselves have said this, had to call back to somebody who kept calling 911 to tell them to cease and desist calling them about their stolen marijuana. A man kept ringing the police to say, "My roommate has stolen my marijuana." And he rang 911 so many times that they threatened him with prosecution. Again, for the phone calls, not for the drugs offence.
So wait a minute, the first time he rang, they kind of said, "Listen, this is not a crime.
Yeah, it's not a crime. You can't steal that because it's illegal anyway." Right. So he didn't feel satisfied. So he rang
and he was
back.
Got for the phone calls.
Yeah, they eventually went, "Look, if you keep this up, we will come round." And yeah, you can't ring us to arrest somebody for stealing that, which is already an illegal thing.
Right.
Did you know
that
if you paint a cow to look like a zebra, it's less likely to get stung by a bee?
Really? Are bees kind of like one colour centric? And like, I will go for this, but if it's two colours, no.
I may have overcated
too dodgy.
overstated the case that it was a bee. But they are less likely to have flies land on them, because apparently flies are less likely to land on black and white surfaces due to the polarisation of light, so say the reports, which impairs their perception. Now, I would have thought a cow from a fly's perspective is like an aircraft carrier. You know,
yeah.
It's hard to miss. But apparently, they did a study where they had normal cows and then they had zebra-painted cows. Zebra-painted cows, 50% fewer flies upon them.
That's big.
It is. It's significant. If you're a cow, it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Do you know, you can't domesticate a zebra.
You can't domesticate a zebra.
You can't domesticate. Have you ever
heard? Has everybody tried?
Yes.
I thought you were saying, have you ever tried? People have they?
People have tried to domesticate almost everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things where, you know, like over the last several millennia.
Like, for instance, Simon Smith and his amazing Dancing Bear. Very famous song. Doesn't matter. Randy Newman. Yeah.
Why don't you bring this up during the bears? We had a whole bear story there earlier on.
I may go out tomorrow if I can borrow a coat to wear. And it rhymes with Simon Smith and his amazing dancing bear.
Randy Newman is vastly underrated. So we have tried to what's the word? Not humanize? Not demonize? What is it when you domesticate?
Domesticate.
Yes. We have attempted to domesticate zebras and the hoers don't like it. It is very difficult to domesticate a zebra. Did you hear about the $3,000 Jesus shoe?
The $3,000 Jesus shoe? I didn't.
It's really depressing. I'll make it brief. Yeah. A crowd in Brooklyn has created a Nike Air shoe filled with holy water with a crucifix hanging off it and a verse of Matthew imprinted on the side that is selling for $3,000.
I saw a thing about a shoe, all right. So I didn't know it was anything to do with that, though.
Yeah
really? $3,000. Yeah.
More importantly, and to bring us to a conclusion, we'll continue our nostalgia trip. Do you remember the woman who was annoying the lion?
Oh yeah, I sure saw it online. Yeah, online. Hey. Ooh, hooray. Yeah.
Turns out she did more than annoy the lion.
Yeah.
She finished annoying the lion and she went and interfered with the giraffe. So she's now wanted for a second set of trespass.
On the same day.
It looks like it.
Wait a minute. Surely, like, I know that giraffes can be very whatever, like they can get you. But I mean, by the same token, you're allowed to stand around a giraffe, are you? Whereas you're not allowed to jump over into the enclosure of the lions.
Well, you're not allowed to jump over the enclosure. I mean, you can stand closer to a giraffe in most zoos than they would allow you to stand
that's
a lion.
That's what
but
I mean.
You can't climb over and go and approach the giraffe.
In zoos, do giraffes' heads go over the enclosure thing? No, you can't feed them any grass or anything like that, no?
Not in most Western zoos, but in the slightly less well-regulated ones, yes, you are able to feed them. Did you know some interesting things about giraffe?
Was this the same day?
I'll come back to this. Oh. Do you know why a giraffe has a really long neck?
Do I know why the giraffe... Is this one of these like riddles of dad joke at Christmas?
No, this is actually why giraffes
have...
idea. Because everybody thinks giraffes have really long necks so they can reach leaves and trees.
Yeah.
That's why they've got really long legs.
Oh.
Giraffes have really long necks because they've got really long legs.
Oh, I get you, right.
Because if they didn't have a really
aerodynamic
long
stuff and sort of physics and chemistry and everything else, otherwise they'd topple over or something, is that it?
I love that you think of that high end. No, how would they drink?
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't have little cups or opposable thumbs. So a giraffe has to drink from floor level. They've got mad long legs to be able to get up into the trees. And if they didn't have a long neck, they wouldn't be able to get to the water.
Oh, right.
Have you ever seen a female giraffe giving birth?
I have not, actually.
It's a shocking thing because they don't sit down.
Oh, really?
So every giraffe joins the world from 7 feet up.
And they could die after 2 seconds?
Lands head first on whatever the mother happens to be standing on and is then followed by everything else which lands on top of them. It is a tough introduction to the world.
It is. And on that note... oh, no, go on, sorry.
No, I was just going to finish on your woman. She then... it is on the same day.
Who's
she
your woman? Oh, yeah, you won in the lion's den.
Correct. And in what I think you would call difficult second...
Are you telling me she went into the lion's den, did whatever she did, which we saw online, and got out, wasn't arrested, wasn't stopped, and went off to the giraffes to do the same thing?
Exactly. And why would you go in that order? Like, if you're going to do it...
Why anything?
But if you're planning your day and you think, well, I'm going to interfere with two animals. Well, I'll start with the giraffe. That'll establish me as a bit kooky.
When you say interfere, you wonder why she didn't actually interfere with the animals.
Well, she interfered with them going about whatever it was they wished to do. Yeah. Did you know that giraffes can clean their own ears with their tongue?
I did not, no. They've got big tongues, they do, yeah.
They do, and they're relatively close to their ears. Okay. Do you know how giraffes fight?
Necks. Oh, no, I don't know how giraffes fight. One of these is bound to be a dad joke.
No, these are all true. Giraffes fight by whipping each other with their heads.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, get back to your woman. What happened to her then? You were going back
The police want her now, not just for the lion, but also for the giraffe. So she's facing double charges. And this is where I think, what a waste. Like,
well,
if you've done the lion, go out
on that. I saw her in
the
filmed bit on YouTube or whatever, but I only saw her from the back. I didn't see her face.
So, well, then you can't help police with their inquiries,
no,
Dave.
No, you can. You can still put it on that bit, though, on whatever you call that programme on TV, which is on once a month, Crime Line, and still say, do you know this woman?
Why do we always come back to Crime Line? Just 1 week, I'd like us not to
have
end
you
up
seen
on
this armpit? Okay. Anton Savage. Thank you so much, Anton.
You
are fabulous.
Dave Fanning on 2FM. 2FM.